Welcome to our first day of practice together. I'm hoping that you've had some rest, that you feel more rested, that you're settling in okay to Gaia House. My experience, the arriving process takes time. It's not a single moment in time, really, in terms of a feeling of arriving, at least. What does it mean to arrive, even? The body may be here, but the mind and heart may not be fully here, and it takes time to settle enough to open to a place to begin to know it. So, for permission to not feeling arrived yet. And you may be feeling still very tired from daily life. As Jake said, we'll be saying things are normal a lot, and that would be very normal to still feel tired. And yeah, the winds, the worldly winds of life are likely to still be flowing in us from our journeys and also from being in a new place for many of us. So the theme for this day, or one of the themes for this day, is really around what supports us to arrive more, to be in this arriving process, to settle, to land. In this Buddhist meditative tradition, this is the realm of the aspects of practice that help calm, that help settle, that help the body, heart, mind start to gather. And in the Satipatthana Sutta, the first foundation is the mindfulness of body internally and externally. Awareness of the body can be, as you may already know, such a helpful support to returning to the present moment, to being in connection with the present moment. It's a foundation for all other mindfulness practice. And the body is such a helpful resource because it is unfolding in the present moment. So we could think of the body as a friend, as a friendly way, or a friend that helps us come back and to land, to be present. When I say the body internally and externally, I mean the internal sensations of the body, such as breath and other sensations that are here in the body, the sensations in hands or feet, but also the sensations of where the body's in contact with the external world, particularly the ground. In my experience, letting the body rest and really feeling the contact of the ground is an incredibly helpful way to become present and to arrive and to relax a little. So I'm going to offer a guided practice and then offer some suggestions of ways you can take this theme into the day of practice ahead. So taking a moment to find a posture, you may already be in a posture that feels comfortable. One way you can feel the support of the ground beneath you. So this is a practice that will be somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes. And just also to say that I'll give guidance in the practice, but if you do need to move or adjust your posture in the practice, that's, please feel free to do so to take care of your body. As we tune into the present moment, maybe noticing what starts to reveal itself to you. Particularly, how is the body right now? Any particular sensations that are here? And as best we can, at the start of this practice, offering an intention of welcome to ourselves, our experience, our hearts and minds, however they are right now. It may be particularly helpful to feel the body resting on the ground. Sensing the weight of the body. Noticing the places where the weight of your body is passing down through your body into the ground. With the image of the snow globe mentioned last night, could imagine or bring the idea that we could invite our thoughts, our feelings, our whatever reactive experience might be unfolding to gently fall like those snowflakes or like the autumn leaves from a tree. And let them be held by the ground. Tuning into the way the ground offers us support, resting into the support of the ground. From that support, you might find that it helps a sense of the body rising up easefully, naturally. The deeper the body rests into the support of the ground, the more easily and easefully the body can take its place, take its shape. Can tune into the uprightness of the body in our seated postures, tuning into the central column as it rises up from our pelvis, up through the back, between the shoulder blades to connect with our necks and the head. Maybe taking a moment to notice how our shoulders are. Maybe seeing if they would like to open or soften at all. That might support the chest to open. And noticing the sensations of the head resting through the neck into the body, and maybe just seeing if the head would welcome any minor adjustments, whether to tuck the chin in a little. Seeing what helps feel steady, alert, comfortable, supported by the ground. And welcoming the whole body this morning. Taking our awareness through the body, if you'd like to. Checking in with how is your head this morning, any sensations that are here. And coming down through the shoulders and the chest. Welcoming your arms and your hands. Your belly. And coming down through the lower half of the body, down through your legs and your feet. welcoming the whole body. And for the rest of this practice, we could have a whole body awareness as an anchor to come back to this present moment. This whole body supported by ground, coming back to that sense of the whole body resting and being held by the support of the ground and the earth beneath us. Or you may like to, if there's another part of the body that feels particularly helpful as an anchor, an easeful place to bring awareness, such as sensations of breath, or the sensations in your hands, please feeling welcome to come back to those places. And if you notice your mind takes you into other realms of thinking of past or future or about this practice, recognizing thinking and seeing if we can just allow that thinking to just be on the periphery, letting it be. And seeing if we can invite our mind just to settle into the body, just as the body settles onto the cushion and the cushion on the ground. If you notice your mind is really being taken elsewhere to thoughts or images, just acknowledging this is a natural part of the mind. Maybe even smiling at this tendency in these thoughts, and inviting our mind to come back home into the body, and for the body to come home and feel the support of the ground beneath us. And as you're sitting, if you are having an experience of physical discomfort, seeing if we can weave that into the practice. Maybe if it's possible, taking a pause and seeing if it's possible to allow those sensations with the support of the ground. Or allowing an easeful breath through the body alongside these sensations. After exploring that for a few moments, be seeing what would most help you to settle in this moment. Would it be to continue a spacious being with the sensations, or would it be to move a little and adjust the posture? And it may be that it's not clear, and you may find it helpful to play a little with it at times, tuning into the practice and the posture and the ground, really giving these sensations some room and space to see if they settle a little more, or that you can be with them as they are, or moving. There's no right or wrong here, and it's finding our own way. What supports us to find ease and steadiness in this moment, in this practice? And if you ever feel lost, the ground is always here. We can come back, feel the body being held by the ground, relaxing into its support, arriving again and again. From that support, opening to a whole body awareness. How is the body now in this moment? And when you're coming back to the body, whether it's the whole body and the sensations of resting on the ground, or if it's part of the body, such as the breath, or another anchor. When you're coming back to the body, noticing if there are any aspects of the experience that feel settled or easeful or a little bit pleasant in the mix with other sensations. It may just be that sense of contact with the ground is pleasant. Or it could be the spaciousness of the in-breath and the out-breath through the body might be a little pleasant. Or maybe other sensations in the body, maybe very subtle and not very obvious. Encouraging ourselves to really be aware of them if they are here. Noticing what it's like to bring them to the foreground of our awareness. Sometimes it's interesting to notice the effect on the body of hearing the bell on the heart and mind. Maybe sometimes a relief. Sometimes it suddenly becomes easier to sit. or not. Yeah. So please feel free to move and stretch. Take care of your body right now. So we're going to move into shortly into a walking and another sitting period. And that's going to be with less guidance, so more for you to explore yourself, the practice, or the practices. And a real encouragement with the theme of this day, to see what supports your arriving and settling and coming back, slowing down. So my suggestion is to particularly take advantage of the ground beneath us and that sense of really every moment we're kind of landing and being held and supported by the ground, which can be a real helpful anchor to coming back in a way that's allowing and restful with kind of less effort, if you like. Because sometimes coming back can be a bit like, I must come back, and that can become a little bit straining. So I like the ground as, oh, I can rest into the ground and be held by something bigger than myself as a way of coming back. I've been playing with using the phrase, when my mind wanders and I notice it, to just invite, let my head rest into my body and my body rest into the ground. So that may be something you might like to try over this morning period of practice, head into body and body into ground. The first part of the first foundation of mindfulness of body is simply awareness. Here is body, there is body. It may sometimes be enough when you notice, oh, I'm off somewhere else, just to say, there is body, here is body, or even, hello body, how are you? I'm back. We might develop this more later in the retreat, but there's this lovely metaphor for mindfulness of being like greeting a good friend. A friend that's really patient, that's always there for you, completely non-judgmental. However long you've been away and you come back, it's like, oh, hello. Happy to see you again. So yeah, encouraging patience. Forgiveness, because it's hard to really arrive on a retreat and be doing a lot less. And so we will be needing to come back again and again and again. And a real encouragement to find your own way of what helps you feel at ease in your body. And it is likely to be different for different people here. It may be that coming more into the breath is really helpful, and you're really welcome to do that. But maybe there are certain parts of the body that feel more easeful than others. So particularly to help with this settling and arriving, giving priority to those parts that really do feel more easeful. Whether it might be the places that we don't notice so much, like the sensations in our hands or the sensations in our legs or our feet. So in a way, what we're doing is we are developing an anchor for awareness. So when the mind is caught in a reactive spin, it's gone off somewhere, which is expected, totally expected. It's where can we bring the mind back that feels good, where hopefully the mind actually will enjoy coming back to in this moment. Of course, there are times when it just might not be enjoyable, and in a way, our present experience isn't always nice. So what helps us bring some ease to that and allow ourselves to come back as we are? But hopefully over today and in the next few days, but particularly today, finding an anchor that does feel most of the time relatively good and an easeful place to come back to. So we're moving next into a walking period, and I'd like to introduce this by supporting us to change the posture together in the room and to practice some walking together before sending you off to practice walking outside this room. And I'll say more about the areas where you can do it in a bit. So in a way, this is just the same practice, but a different posture. So if it's okay for you to do this, I know there are some people here with some physical challenges, but if it's okay to stand, then standing. And really adjusting this in the way that's right for you and your body. So it's because we don't have a lot of space, this is going to be standing and quite slow walking for a few steps. And if you feel you need to steady yourself or sit, please do. So, So taking a moment to stand and really feel what it's like to stand. This orientation of the body in relation to the ground. It's feeling the particular places where the weight of your body is resting down through your feet. Your unique footprint into the ground, into the carpet. And then shifting the weight from one foot to the other. Just seeing what that's like to explore the sensations through your feet, of the changing relationship of contact with the ground. And then we could also expand that to a whole body awareness as the feet are taking our weight as it moves across from foot to foot. Perhaps noticing a sway in the body. The weight as it moves down through your head, through the whole body, down through your feet. Put It's feeling the uprightness of the body from the ground, rising up through your feet, through the whole body. And then pausing for a moment, coming back to standing. And then preparing to walk by letting the weight move into one foot. And when you're ready, taking a step forward. It may be helpful to open the eyes because of the uneven floor with the cushions and to check your balance. So it's taking two or three steps forward with some awareness of the contact with the ground and the body. And coming to stand, pausing, and noticing how the body is now, any after effects of those few steps, and then turning, just letting the body turn back into the direction you've just come from. Noticing how the body just knows how to do that. Right. And then when you're ready, taking another two to three steps back to where you started. Again, feeling the sensations through your feet. And perhaps with an awareness also of the whole body moving. And coming to stand again. Great. So, for the next 45 minutes, there's a walking period. So, I'm just going to say a little bit about walking outside this room. So, you could stay standing if you like, or sit, up to you. So in these 45 minutes, the opportunity is to take this practice of grounding, of settling, and of arriving into walking. And the suggestion is to keep it really simple to help the mind settle. And one way of doing that is to find a place which is your walking path, which becomes your walking path for the practice. So that could be outside, anywhere in the gardens, or there's a walking room which is next to this hall. If you go out the door, there's a room on the left-hand side for those that are new to Gaia House. Happily it's dry, so when it's raining we need to be a little more creative with places to walk. And really invite you to enjoy this practice, to take your time. Particularly take your time if you'd like to take some time standing, enjoying being there in the garden, in the standing posture. And then with the walking, when you're ready, walking the length of your path, and when you come to the end, just taking a moment to stop and pause, then turn around and come back. So in this way, it's just very simple. and it enables you to encourage your awareness to come into your body in quite a simple way, as opposed to taking a kind of walk around the grounds to enjoy them. That, of course, is lovely and not a bad thing. And there'll be lots of opportunities for that as well on this retreat. But for this walking practice, an encouragement, if you can, to, as I said, keep it simple. And I've mentioned the other themes that you could bring to the practice. So I have a tendency to complicate things, and I'm noticing I'm doing that right now. So for those that are new to walking practice, it is helpful to have a particular anchor, and it might be just the sensation of your feet on the ground. And that might be enough, and that sense of connection with the ground and landing, resting into the ground. For others, it might also be nice to open to a whole body awareness at times if you'd like to.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.